You're listening to SBS News.
The surge in coronavirus cases around the world did not stop some revelers taking the chance to head out and party late into the night. A reduced crowd watched the fireworks display at Sydney Harbour, an annual tradition. Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore says at past events, 1 million people have witnessed the nighttime show at the harbour. This time, it was only 36,000.
We're really pleased that so many people chose to stay home and watch the broadcast. We're really pleased by the behaviour of those people who did come in. It was a quiet night.
New South Wales police arrested 128 people across the state, while in South Australia, around 40 traffic offences were reported. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says less people out socialising has been part of the New Year festivities for his state. He adds that the Omicron variant has changed the game for those services responding to the pandemic.
South Australians are working to protect their fellow South Australians, and I'm very, very grateful for that. So I think we have a very different situation from other states.
Turning to other states, police in Western Australia laid more than 250 charges, and mask enforcement is ramping up in Queensland, where face coverings apply for indoor settings from Sunday, like hairdressers and pubs. Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerard says masks are important to prevent the spread of COVID-19, with the latest rules taking effect January 2nd.
We already have quite significant mask mandates, and I see in most environments people are already wearing masks. And I think the main thing is, if you're indoors, if in doubt, wear a mask. So have your mask with you at all times. If in doubt, wear that mask.
And looking back over the past 12 months, Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin admits the extreme protection measures put in place were costly for the community.
The very personal loss of physical contact with family and friends. We stopped funerals, we stopped weddings, we stopped people travelling for all of the good things in life and sometimes all of the bad things that you need to deal with in life.
Many have well and truly put 2021 behind them and embraced the fresh start for 2022. But overseas, a fireworks show in Paris was cancelled while only 15,000 spectators gathered at New York City's Times Square instead of the usual 58,000. This man who joined the party has paid tribute to the tough attitude of New Yorkers.
Even this latest round with this latest variant, the Omicron, you just see people taking a more tough approach to it. Like, yeah, I'm going to get vaccinated, but I'm not going to shut everything else down. I've got to keep moving forward. I got to make this work. And people are, I see the resilience and the toughness kind of coming out.
Serbians marked the occasion in Belgrade, unlike some other European cities where mass gatherings were limited. Those who took part, like Marta, shared their hopes for the new year.
I'll tell you what I wish. I mean, I am doing fine in life in general, but I wish more love and that we socialise more and love each other more. That is what I wish for.
In London, Mayor Sadiq Khan encouraged the community to stay at home and watch celebrations on the television. Britain was among the many countries to scale back the New Year parties because of coronavirus infections. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.